The Forest Service has tentatively approved a major timber harvest plan for Kuprinoff Island near Petersburg. The Tonka project would allow a substantial amount of logging in an area of the Tongass Forest that's seen a lot of it in the past. The agency emphasizes economic benefits from the sale, but opponents say the cost is too high. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Tongass Supervisor Forrest Cole's decision calls for the sale of 38.5 million board feet of timber from nearly 2,100 acres of land. That's a big project, more than the average annual cut from the entire Tongass in recent years. Considering the many issues involved, Petersburg District Ranger Jason Anderson says the plan provides the greatest opportunity for an economically viable timber sale. The agency projects that the project will support 154 to 183 jobs. According to Anderson, that estimate includes all the harvest, milling, and support sectors that might benefit.
From start to finish, you're basically your mobilization of the equipment out there, your harvesters, your cutters who are actually going to go out and fell the timber, your loggers who are going to bring it down to a landing and onto a truck, the truckers themselves who then drive it to point from point A to point B, the various transportation services that would get it across the water into Petersburg or further south if that's where it's headed, or overseas if that's where portions of it head. All of those jobs are part of that 183 annualized jobs.
Whether Tonka is worthwhile for potential bidders will depend on how the various harvest units are packaged together, according to Wrangell's George Woodbury. He's a board member of the timber group Alaska Forest Association. According to Woodbury, Tonka is not only important for bigger companies, but for the small operators as well.
It opens up areas where there's road, where they can get roadside sales. Most of them can't afford to build road. And not only that, but the larger operations bring in infrastructure like towing companies and actually people that buy the products from the medium-sized mills when that attracts them into Southeast Alaska and gives the opportunity for the small guys that just have little bits to sell access to people that could buy their products.
The project is just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula, one of the most accessible and important areas for local deer hunters. The sale area has already been extensively roaded and logged over the years. The loss of more habitat for deer and other wildlife is one of the major factors the agency has to consider in planning a timber sale.
It's extremely reckless for the Forest Service to continue removing deer habitat in this area.
Sitka fisherman and attorney Paul Olson is board president of the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, which includes members in Petersburg and Kuprinoff. Olson's group has raised extensive concerns about Tonka's impacts to fish and wildlife habitat and the locals who depend on it, particularly deer hunters. He says the Forest Service is high grading.
They're taking the best deer habitat out with this project, and they've already taken too much. And so they're really threatening the ability of the deer population to rebound from the severe winters of 2006 and 2007. And again, since this is an export-driven timber sale, they're basically making Petersburg hunters bear the burden of a timber sale that's where the economic benefits are going to be generated somewhere else.
Parties that commented on the draft Tonka Environmental Impact Statement have 45 days to appeal the Forest Service decision. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.